It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 809.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Weekend banter. Welcome. Welcome to this Sunday morning service. Yeah, I came in a bit strong, didn't I?
That was good.
It's for a Sunday morning.
I appreciate the energy. I mean, Josh, was that you clapping as well?
Yeah, that was me clapping. Yeah.
What have you done this morning, Sevs? You've just literally rolled out of that shag shack?
Yeah. ten minutes ago, just woke up.
Just woke up like this.
There's some jobs that you can push to the envelope, like the last minute. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I was a PT and I lived in my studio, so I lived out the back, it's one of those ones. You'd end up pushing at 6:45, have a 7 o'clock client. You know, you'd at least brush your teeth, do the courtesy.
Well, but it feels like it's a lot easier now that like being in lockdown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm in my trackies. I had a shower. I feel good. I feel good about the impending stage four that's going to be enforced today, potentially.
Well, yeah, you're messaging me because
this happens. No, you started.
You started messaging me.
No, you started.
You started with a screen grab with guy you went to school with, I'm guessing. They're normally the people of good information.
No, I met this guy out one night. We had a huge night together. Got really close. Organised lots of plans for the coming weeks, and they never happened.
And so
I think it was the excitement of the
reliable guy.
So you screen grabbed. You know, this is what the Victorian government's saying. You know, new people in high places, and there has been a lot of that in the last sort of 24 hours. Bree was getting messages from friends. News.com.au, the top article is extreme measures, stage four, near total shutdown is imminent.
Yeah. Victoria braces for stage four lockdown. That's The Age. I mean, this is...
Should we spend the whole...
Herald Sun is saying... Now, what are they saying? Sevs, at least fucking bring it to the table, mate. Josh and I brought a headline. Where's your headline?
Well, I mean, I was on ABC. It was that imminent... tough restrictions are coming, but you know, it's not as hyperbolic as you know.
So Sev spends more time on The Verge. Sevs, can you explain what's happening with TikTok?
I'm still wrapping my head around it, but so Trump, it's been a bit of an ongoing
what around
thing,
the platform
so
think, TikTok about what it is or
so apparently TikTok's the US has been wanting to ban TikTok for a while over privacy and security concerns, and so it's been banned in like the military and all the national security places. And so Trump said on Air Force One yesterday that he's going to be banning TikTok, and so there's no information in terms of what that could look like at the moment. They were thinking a sale of it from the Chinese parent company to a US company, and Microsoft was actually in sort of talks for acquiring it. So apparently that's been cancelled now. So it's all
The acquisition is Trump has taken the acquisition off the table because that's what it turned into. But it was early July that Mike Pompeo did that whole message out to the US saying, hey, this is basically spyware. And sort of taking them a month to get all that stuff together. But yeah, he's going to sign either an executive order or based on what he can do with all of this sort of emergency stuff. You know, he's got a few more powers, cutting it out.
We like to think Trump is wrong, but what if it's a good call? What if, like, we don't understand the spyware
stuff.
Really.
I'm not saying that's
no
a bad
idea.
Call. I think that...
No, like, I know you're not. Like, most people will be like, Trump has lost his mind. He's banning, you know, we're banning social media platforms. Imagine if it is dark as shit, like TikTok, the spyware, they've just like, I mean, look at the
little
content
kids on
that's
there.
On it.
But it's also, I mean, if you think about it in the broader context, there was all the antitrust stuff that was going on in Congress. Was it Congress, Sevs, or like wherever they were doing that shit?
Yeah, earlier this week.
Tim Cook, Zuckerberg.
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos, they were all sort of having to explain themselves because they've gotten so big that it's seen as being a bit anti-competitive.
Yeah. Did you tweet something of Tim Dillon, one of his tweets about TikTok, Josh, last night? Was that you?
No.
Oh, I've got to find it. It's so, so funny. Anyway, it's... I mean, it could be... I mean, there's a few casualties that will come out of it.
Mm.
I mean, there's some superstars that have risen out of America, TikTok stars. What happens to them? I mean, that's their whole... There's this... So, Addison Rae is a big one. I mean, she's rapped about... I heard her rapped about in a song before I even knew what she did or what relevance she had. Dixie D'Amelio. And she's like... And she's got... Her dad's looking after her business. Like, some of these kids have... It'd be like Bodhi becomes a TikTok star and I step in as CEO. I'm just like, I've got this son. Let's go to the stars, I mean, baby.
Let's milk it.
It reminds me of the... not to make this all about topical news and stuff, but that reminds me of what's happened with Britney Spears.
What has happened with Britney Spears?
Thanks for asking. No, so Britney... when she had her meltdown, I only know the basics. I'm definitely not an expert in the Britney Spears stuff. But
you know the headlines.
Her
imminent stage four for Britney.
Yeah, exactly. I heard from a guy I went to school with that her dad has sort of, what is it called? Like custody, I don't know the exact language, but it's basically like she can't make any decisions on her own as an adult. And so she's been doing some Instagram dances and a few different things, a Q&A session where people think that she's trying to give signs that she wants help.
Yeah, so she's captive in her own house and her dad's running the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, God, I mean, it's a great sort of narrative, but is it real? Like, is it...
But also, I mean, she had mental health issues, so maybe it's just like, when I looked at it, I was like... Britney's not doing too well.
I mean,
go to thinking that she was held captive.
Yeah, I know. That's another thing. I mean, if you look back at this week, you'd think you haven't been doing too well. Yeah. I mean, we've had some nice comments, nice messages coming through, but we're not thinking you're captive by Brie.
No.
It's her fame as well. It's like she became famous at whatever, a young age.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, is she mature? Like, is she matured? I mean,
well,
she's
Katy
a mother.
Perry in her that YouTube documentary, she spoke about she thinks that you stop aging or you become the age that you were when you were famous. And so if you become famous at 19, you're basically going to be 19 for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I mean, technically both physically and mentally, because a lot of these people get the surgery to look like they're still 19 when they're, you know, 50. So it's a bit of both. A bit of both. I mean, TikTok gave me some pleasure this weekend. I watched the funniest fucking video. It's something I reckon I would get done by if Bodhi did it to me. I would definitely go along with it. This guy calls and he's probably like 18. And he's in his car. He's parked and he says, Dad, I've just been pulled over. I've told them that I was rushing home because you have fallen down the stairs. Can you lay at the bottom of the stairs and they're going to follow me back to the house? And the dad's like, okay, yeah. And then he puts he has his stereo on with a cop siren. And then he rushes in, dad, and his dad's on the bottom of the stairs like, oh, g'day. The dad's taken one shoe off to make it seem legit, and then the dad was just like, oh, you little pricks.
That is so funny.
Such a good troll. But he was, I mean, if your son called you, Josh?
Yeah, you would, definitely.
Yeah, I'd be like, mate, all right, take short, what do I do? Ice pack?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would really, I would play into it.
Like, you get tomato sauce out.
No, I wouldn't get tomato sauce. So I think I would just be, oh, I'm winded. Like, I'm just like you've just got to feel like you're in real trouble. I was thinking with the lockdown stuff, you and I are both going to have our birthdays in lockdown.
Oh, yes.
I think if it's going to be 6 weeks, right?
Well, that's what the
bloke
said.
That you hung out with once. That's what you're saying.
Our reliable source.
Yeah.
News.com.au said 6 weeks, which I thought was a long time. I mean, that's like, what date is that would come out if we went in on
basically
Wednesday?
Like so, my birthday is September 14. I'm turning 30. And it would be like around September 14.
Oh, my God. You just literally.
It was September 16th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. I mean, it's what's different? We'll have a nice big birthday party.
Mm.
It's the one party you will attend of your own that has more, you know, that has quite a few people. Yeah, well, yeah, I reckon we could do a big party for you, Josh, as in a remote party.
What about
party.
My 21st?
Oh, yeah, your 21st is November that's 1. Later is in that the your year. Birthday?
Yeah, November 1, yeah.
So, November 1.
Can we celebrate 21? Everyone's on my birthday?
You know, I actually
Oh, yes, Sevs. Because we're in lockdown. Yeah, so your party. Actually, nah, mate, you need your 21st.
Yeah.
It has to be all about you. Yeah. It's all about
baby. I know what he's trying to do. He's trying to pump up the numbers.
I'm trying to get a big turnout. Yeah.
No, I get it. But no, it's got to be all about you. What sort of cake do you want, Sevs?
Oh. I want one with blue icing.
Really?
Blue icing.
Not good for the asthmatics in the room, but okay.
No, I reckon... Yeah, no, I think it'd be nice to have a nicely decorated cake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Josh.
Chocolate underneath with a bit of icing on top. Blue, yeah.
The Daily Talk Show blue, or...?
We can have the Daily Talk Show logo at the top of it as well.
I feel like you don't see blue birthday cakes... After sort of the age of five, do you?
Five,
like,
yeah.
No. So I had...
Did you say five before I said it? I feel like that was... You thought the exact same thing.
Yeah. Well, I had ice cream cakes as a kid for my birthdays from Carousel. And you could get footballs and you could get anything. You could get Toy Story drawn on. And so it was all like this goo, this like, sugary goo that they would put on. And it was the best bit about it. And even like... It was almost like the outline of the cake had like a raised, you know, like a piped on blue colour. And so I ended up liking the icing on the ice cream cakes more than the inside of it. The inside was subpar. Yeah. It was just like a bit of chocolate, bit of vanilla, a bit of like crunchy bits.
It's the eclair over again.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a bit frozen on the inside.
Do you understand? Yeah. So, Sevs, Grace was sending me... screen grabs. Her mum had gone to a French like cookbook encyclopedia and was taking photos, which felt so old school. It's been so long that I don't think I've ever been texted a piece from an encyclopedia to prove a point. But did you
real
have a
power move? Real power.
I'm guessing.
No. What did it say?
Of course you didn't. Only I care about the profiterole stuff. But no, it was interesting. I think that it was more to in favour for me because did you know profiteroles can have jam in them?
Yeah,
really? Like a donut? Donut?
Precisely.
Well, the not to harp on about, we've done too much of this content, but the bakery where I got my eclair,
too
Josh.
Much profiteroles. Don't you dare!
No, next to Josh,
I can name the show after it. A second day,
I made the decision to go the eclair over what looked like what it seemed like an eclair, but just didn't have the chocolate. It had like a whole line of jam plus the cream, same bun, but that's called a donut. That was just like they called that donut.
Interestingly, my iMessages have like disappeared. That's very annoying.
Mate, you've had a lot
is
of
that because you were doing audio.
Your Slack's gone. Your Slack is gone.
Oh, it's because I'm turning off notifications left, right, and center.
Oh, Josh, actually, I had yesterday when I opened a message from Amy.
Mm-hmm.
All my messages seemed like they were gone.
Yeah, so I'm going
to her
like
except the, one.
I'm only able to see up until yesterday at 1:50. Like, I can't see. Maybe it's this audio. So I was testing this audio messaging function yesterday because
you're going hard.
Well, yeah. So Grace has gotten into the baseball, and she's actually like because when I said I was going to do get into the baseball stuff. Grace living with Sev, she's got time at the moment and the footy's not really on. And so she's like, okay, I'll take up baseball. I've got a team.
I think there's 20 footy games in the
you've missed the mark there. They're doing 25 games in 30 days or some bullshit.
Oh, really?
Like that.
Not during
there's
the
more
day.
Foot,
yeah.
Is there really?
There's more footy than there's ever been.
On than
in,
ever.
In the next three, four weeks.
Oh, this is great. Oh, this is good. So she's just doing baseball. Why is she doing baseball?
A lot of sport.
Just loves sport.
Oh, I think she loves. Yeah,
is she watching the footy as well?
Too much footy.
just the Dockers. Just the Dockers.
And so anyway,
I mean, they're not playing every night, so it's all good.
Yeah.
I feel like, why isn't anyone talking about the footy?
They are. It's called Talkback Radio. It's called The
what
Radio.
What are they saying?
Who's winning? They're just talking about, I don't know who's winning. I haven't been watching any of it. My dad has been watching it. My dad, I speak to my dad and I can hear my brother in the background just blowing up.
I haven't seen the neighbours because normally like I can see across the road there's some footy fans, but I haven't seen them doing that.
Oh, Amy's coming number 3 in her tipping comp at work.
No, that's good.
She's killing it.
Well, so the Major League Baseball stuff, I watched a whole game yesterday. And so it was the Astros versus the Angels. Yeah. And so it went from 11:10 a.m. until after 3 p.m.
Jesus.
It was 11 till about 3:40.
Yeah, it was nearly 4 o'clock. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's only a 4.5-hour game. That's
and so
gross.
I wasn't completely across the scores. And so any time I had an issue, I would audio message Grace and saying, hey, what's happened? Because she gets right in, because I felt like a bit of a poser because I've been saying that I'm being the baseball guy and she would message when there's a win or something exciting happens and I'm just not across it. Like I just haven't invested as hard as the baseball guy should have. And so I'm really
across. Whose subscription is Grace using?
She's using, I don't know what, are you using KO or something? Anyway.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, no, it's great. It's but what all I'm saying is I've gotten into baseball. And it's happening.
I just took that you're a poser from that.
No. Well, I watched the whole game. I watched 4 hours of baseball, and I understood.
That's a solid effort. That
but
is
also, I could get excited because I knew what was happening. Like before, when I was watching and I had it on in the background, I just liked that it was high definition, all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, 60 frames as well. That's quite nice.
Were you reading as well as
so
watching?
I did do some reading, but I still had the audio on. I could understand what was happening.
Yeah,
it's quite a weird, like, if you think about it, it was a 4-hour game and there were 9 home runs across a 4-hour period. You're looking at like half an hour. You have to wait half an hour for a home run, which is quite a long, like, to get a payoff from sport, like, it's quite boring.
So, Sevs, you want to move to a different sport?
Yeah. So, because we were listening to it and watching it like you. So, like, I went and got a haircut. We can't hop back in the car and I put it on and I was playing it through the speakers and stuff. And it's great to have in the background. We were, like, kicking the soccer ball outside and listening to it. It was great. But then when we got home...
Is it easy to listen to? How do you think I would go, like, if I was to go to bed with it playing? I guess timeline-wise, that wouldn't work. Probably, but say, like, a 3 a.m. No. game, if I wanted to just listen whilst I sort of...
What are you doing, mate? At 3 a.m., just sleep.
I guess.
I mean, it's like the old fellas.
You'd see old people walking around with a little headset on, listening to the AFL on the way to the AFL.
I get it.
And so it's like,
I get the appeal. I mean,
it's easy to tell what's happening. It's just you don't know what is happening to which side. Because they're like, this person's playing. I don't know who that is.
It is funny, this different types of sports that's broadcast on radio. And so if you just looked at the past, it's probably not baseball. Football, I don't know, over in the States, maybe there is NFL. But it's fast. It's like, you know, passing it off to Jeremiah, off on to Josh Jansen. Oh, Mr. 97's come through with a tackle. And it's been changed over to the other side. You know, it's like, it's fast. You get it. They're painting a picture, whereas it's slower. 4 hours, but maybe it's cathartic for you. Maybe that's why you want to do it.
And so, but Sevs is
the NFL is sport. What I want to get into.
Is it started?
Well, no, not yet. So I went and watched the highlights of I think it was Ohio State and Michigan, and it was insane. Like this is like college, university NFL, and it's like they've got like 30, 50, 60,000 people in a stadium. Like, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's so good.
And then they've got, like, you know, they've got all the trumpets going. The coaches have got their cool little headsets on with a little boy behind them just dealing with all the wires and, like, giving them slack and stuff. Like, it's great.
Why don't they go wireless?
I know.
Why don't they do a lot of things?
It's just like great camera views and stuff. Like it's very, they got that spider cam and it's great watching it when they're like running and stuff. It's great.
Oh, what about if we all
So NFL
follow-
is different to college though, isn't it? Like, or I guess it's a, just a different, yeah, what's, it's the, a different what's the college, what's the college
AFL,
league?
AFL, VFL.
Yeah. And but so what's the college league of NFL but like, called?
Yeah. There must be a name.
NCAA. So that's what you've been watching.
What about we all...
Yeah, NCAA.
What about we all go for the team that Rob Gronkowski...
Oh, yeah.
Who is the, he's called the Gronk, and he plays... I'm trying to work out who he plays for.
In total? Gronk, yeah, so Tampa Bay.
Florida.
The Buccaneers.
Buccaneers.
Oh, that's who... what's his name? The really good bloke. The quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Brady.
What's
Tom
his
Brady.
Name? Tom Brady. Yeah, he plays for them now.
And I do like Buccaneers. Like, there's something really in that.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's, is that Florida? Tampa Bay?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean...
And the good thing with Florida, too, is they've got very sort of an open legal system where you can see... Like, so if any of the players... were done drunk driving or something, we would see their mug shots and hear the full story.
No, I go for the Buccaneers. Tom Brady's there. I mean, he's one of the only guys I know in the NFL.
He literally moved there. It was a little transfer this year. He's done 19 seasons at the Patriots and now he's moved to Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Three days ago, his first practice with the Buccaneers. And so as a collective Gronk squad, we follow the team the Gronk plays for.
The Buccaneers. Okay.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Glenn says they shoot cannons every time there's a touchdown.
Fuck, that's what touchdowns? I can get around.
How many touchdowns in a game?
There'll be shitloads. I don't know. 10? 15? Surely.
Because I've watched the Super Bowl a bunch of times, but I've never understood the actual game. Like, I watch it for the ads.
Yeah.
I've been actually Mike Miller, who's a Gronk, listens to the show. I was at his apartment when the we watched a game on the big projector. Yeah. It was great.
I think it'd be quite easy to get around. It's quite high energy. It's
Good energy. I mean, there's a bit of concussion and brain damage going on, but outside of that,
we don't want to play
it's a good
it ourselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, if
the helmets are pretty sick as well.
So one of the things that I liked about baseball is I actually liked that it went for a little bit longer. You can have it in the background. The other part of it too was I did like the one of the few sports outside of golf where they wear the equivalent of like a business belt. They're wearing like a leather belt as if they're like going to some sort of meeting. So I sort of like that look. But they all wear hats. And so it's very easy to wear a baseball cap and make it very clear who your team is. What do we get in the way of sort of merch?
What do you mean? They do sick Guernseys or jerseys, whatever you say. They've got the jackets. Like, think about the college football jackets.
Okay.
Like, think about it's that...
Do you remember East Bay? That's where I used to buy all my stuff when I was younger.
Never heard of it.
Online? No, it's online. It's like for US stuff.
The only things I bought online as a kid were fireworks and a fake ID. Literally,
when I say kid, I was like 17, like probably 16, 17.
No, but still, dude, I wasn't buying anything online at that age.
Okay.
You can get a hat, Josh.
I could get a new era hat. NFL salute
to service. Oh, this is great.
It's pretty military, isn't it?
There's like
service.
Gorham Brothers hats.
Oh, that's
in Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Yeah. That's
I'm across. Here is Majestic Athletic Buccaneers Champs Crew Sweat Black. It's like a sweatshirt. That is sick. I love the flag. I love the pirate flag.
They got masks. This is great. Also, the game goes for 3 hours and 12 minutes, Josh.
Okay, so that's long.
The average length. So it's just like it's a decent if you had pregame and you know.
But think about the pace of it.
Post. It's definitely 4 hours.
Have you guys seen there's higher paced.
There's a vintage store called Restated Vintage, and they do a vintage Tampa Bay Buccaneers leather jacket.
Oh,
It's a look. It's a look.
Can you link me, baby?
Yeah, it looks great.
Link me. Link me. Or we could just pull a Jasna and take their logo and get it printed ourselves.
Just print it off as well.
Appreciate Jasna. The hustle, babe.
Okay, great. And so are you up for... Because I was thinking, so when I got into the sport, it was a real stress reliever for me because I was like just focused on the game. It was, yeah, I could just... It was like Bree said, oh, it's so good that you're just like sitting there and watching it. Look at you go. It's like, I'm just getting, you know, fucking cheered on for doing fuck all yesterday.
You know, because I think about this. If we're following the Buccaneers and then imagine if they made it into the Super Bowl. Like we could do a whole Super Bowl party, which they probably won't. I'm not sure if they're the team. But we could still at least do a Super Bowl party because we're across the sport.
The first game is on the 14th of September.
Oh, my birthday.
Oh, yes. That's happy birthday.
Okay. We're doing an NFL. Is Buccaneers playing that day?
Yeah. Their first game. They're playing New Orleans Saints.
Turning 30.
We've got Jasper's on YouTube watching right now. That's his team. He goes for them too.
Oh, great. So, he says that under 10 normally, that's how many touchdowns you'll get in a game.
Under 10, okay.
Yeah. Six points per touchdown as well.
I'm happy with nine cannons.
They're also kicking goals as well.
And so when you kick through the thing, what do you get for that?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We need someone on.
We'll have to look into it.
Yeah, we need someone.
Maybe Sev's Grace could be, she's very good at sort of explaining the sport stuff.
Yeah,
so potentially we've done some tutorials where it's like, this is the scoreboard, this is what you got to look at. And once you understand the scoreboard, it's a lot easier.
Would Gracie Girl get into the NFL, do you think?
I don't know.
Not sure. She wasn't super, super keen on it. Would you get into it?
I mean, there's some impressive specimens.
So why do you think that she was really into baseball over NFL? What's the appeal in the baseball?
I think the head smashing might be something potentially.
Okay.
I'm going to start sending Grace photos of NFL players with their tops off. So that prop might get in. And to Bree and to Amy, just Gronkowski with his top off. Just how's this Gronk?
Solid unit.
It's quite the group message.
Here you go. Glenn's just sent. This is a very big group message. 6 points for a touchdown and one extra point if you kick the goal, I believe.
Great.
If you have a goal kick after touchdown, I don't know.
Yeah,
and then that's 3 points do it. For a field goal. Those are the two common scoring scenarios.
Yeah. So if you're just running and you punt it through, you get three. But if you get a touchdown and then do a punt,
Do you know who we should get on to talk about this with us?
Brad Blanks?
Definitely Brad Blank, but also Big J Mueller.
Oh,
Jay, yes. Jay will be fucking across Big this. J. I'm pretty sure he's got a fucking NFL podcast.
Yes. Now, I like the rah-rah of the NFL. Like, I like the sort of the Hollywood nature of it. You know who you know who Scott Tweedy's co-host, Scott, who we've had on the show, living over in New York, his co-host used to play for the NFL. Can't remember his name, but he was, you know... These fellas are on big money.
Yeah.
Big money. I like Tom Brady. He's a family man.
Because of the concussions. I have to fucking memorize it before I get on, Scott, because I'm fucking...
Yeah, it took a beating. No. There's some... Yeah. I'm all across it. And then I'd love to get Gronk on this show. I reckon we could. And then we'll break it to him that we've got the Gronk squad in Australia.
I feel like the US is pretty litigious. Yeah, we're definitely being sued. It's so disappointing about this. I mean, maybe I'm entering into the news cycle or taking it too much at face value. But all the Ellen DeGeneres stuff. Have you been following this?
Oh, well,
toxic workplace. Toxic.
All I saw is Ellen's fed up and she's throwing in the towel or something.
Why is there so much about, like, it's very interesting, for whatever reason, there's always something, there's always an Ellen story. Who's writing that?
Oh. Well, I mean, it's the snowball effect. I was thinking about...
Explain
like
the
we
snowball
spoke about
effect for us. The way you said it sounds like it's a real theory.
No, but think about the amount of articles that have been written about Tully and just anything she does. I think they work out what gets clicks and they say, okay, an incident with one of the biggest talk show hosts in the world, and I reckon it's going to receive a shitload of attention. And so if it was doing no good for all news sites, they wouldn't run it. Because it's not that big of a deal. It's like Ellen treating people like shit in her workplace. It's like, there's a story about that every corner you go to, about someone from Hollywood. But obviously, I think people are so invested in Ellen. She's the sweetheart. You thought she was really nice. Like, I was surprised, if it is true, that she... But she's probably a high performer that's just fucking yelling at people. Not all right. A lot
of pressure.
Not all right, but it's like, not that fucking... I mean, it makes sense that these people do this shit.
Yeah.
Not that it's all right.
Can I just say the Apple News? Who uses Apple News?
Oh, I canned that so long ago. It's
so toxic.
I canned it. It was on my
But not even on, like, not even from a notifications perspective. The actual the way that it presents the news. So they've come out I think it was about 3 weeks ago where they went to like a paid subscription model with Apple News. And so you could pay a subscription and then you get all of it and you get magazines and, you know, I love a subscription. And so I tested that. I did the trial, but this is one of the first times where I cancelled a trial before they stung me the fee, because it was just so confusing. It's just like random article. Like, it's just, there's no, it feels like there's no sort of like editorial thinking behind what they're going to show.
Yeah. Is it, do you think that you trying to, it's like, I mean, people, content directors curating what people are ingesting or viewing or reading, is this just like some algorithm that's not doing well? I've just put some dumb algorithm that's pushing
I think it's habitual. So when you go onto a news website, say you go to New York Times, you know the context in which you're viewing and consuming that content. Just like if you were to go to a News Corp site or you know, a different type of website. And so what happens with Apple News is you'll get one story that could be from The Age, and then you'll get one from like New Idea, or it's some sort of like magazine piece where the journalism is a little bit different, or it's sort of the context is completely different. And so
the whole aggregation part of it's so difficult.
Yeah.
Like, it's you're just mixing and matching.
And so is there something who was telling us about Flipbook? Is it Jace Hawkins that uses Flipbook? I'm trying to remember who uses Flipboard. Flipboard, thank you.
Oh yes. Someone put it in it's like the RSS feed.
Yeah, on like the iPad. It gives you, but it's the difference between the RSS, a straight RSS feed, it sort of makes it look shiny. Nice. It feels like an Apple News product. But I use Flipbook. Yeah. Is it Flipbook? Is that what it's called? Flipboard.
Yeah, someone recommended it. What about this stuff, Australia, with the Facebook and Google paying for news that they're putting out on their platforms?
Makes
sense. The government has released a draft mandatory code of conduct that aims to succeed where other countries have failed in making the global digital giants pay for news siphoned from commercial media companies. Old mate Frydenberg, treasurer of this country, said Google and Facebook would be the first digital platforms targeted. It's about a fair go for Aussie news media businesses. It's about ensuring that we have increased competition, increased consumer protection, and a sustainable media landscape, he says. Which is interesting. I mean, I don't know how that's going to play out. Negotiating with these big swingers.
Well, because we as the Australian media, or like just like more broadly speaking, people who are making content, like we are giving Google, Facebook, all of this content. Like we are putting, think about how much, like Instagram is getting us basically to pay, work for free. That's essentially you can frame it that way. It's like, hey, will you come on our platform and just like post all of the time? Yeah, and there's definitely a value transaction going on. But I think there's also the broader thought around, what does it, for companies that are worth so much and have so much, maybe there should be some form of redistribution or trying to sort of, you know, bring that that cash that they're making and spreading it across to creators as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you think you're a user of the platform, but then you become a part of the platform. It's like you are their business model. That's where people think, no, I have control because I have a page and I can post. But then you end up,
it's that like saying, you know, if you don't pay for the product, you are the product.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
But, you know, this is happening with Amazon as well. People aren't happy with the work conditions with Amazon. Mm. The hard thing is, like, they get paid, I think it's around $18. It's above, well above minimum wage and things like that. But the tricky bit is, so people see Jeff Bezos and they're like, here's someone who's got heaps of cash. They can afford it. They talk about, like, the CEO made X amount of money. But, the reality is it's like Jeff Bezos is an owner of Amazon as well. So that's like he's getting
tied up
boosted that way. But, I think that the hard thing is it's like, okay, well, what are the competitors doing in the retail space? Retail in general is fucked. Amazon's actually doing better than most retail organizations. And so people are looking at what Amazon's doing and saying, hey, they've got heaps of cash. You should be paying more, way more than what the average factory worker would be getting. But I get the broader question that I was thinking about is like, okay, so say if that does happen, so say if I feel like it's very hard to think like a billionaire because I'm like, it's very easy to say, and if I had Jeff's money, I'd just pay everyone really well, right? Like that's I feel like that's what everyone would say. Well, that's how I feel anyway. It's like, why the fuck is he holding on to so much? You don't need that much cash. But then the thing that I go to is it's like the bigger question is what happens when Amazon can actually automate all of this stuff? So at the moment, they're using people and they have people, but it's like when Uber, people were complaining about Uber saying drivers aren't getting paid enough. Like the long-term plans for all of these businesses is that people are less and less in the equation because they're automating it all. And so I feel like, they're thinking short-term, how can I make more cash now? But the bigger question is it's like, if we can get a robot to do the thing that you're currently doing, like the reason why Amazon is treating them like robots is because they're eventually moving to a place where they're using robots.
Mm. Do you think that is a money play? Like they're like, or they think safer if robots are doing half the jobs that we've got? Like as a business, do you think that it's actually, we want to increase our profits by...
Well, I think that profits obviously become a factor, but it's efficiencies. It's if you can make if you can be more reliable through something that is like a robot, why wouldn't you do it?
Mm. Yeah.
It's I mean, Sebs, have I taken that? Have you read any more on that Amazon stuff?
No, I mean, so most of the stuff in the news about the Amazon stuff has been around them crushing third-party sellers on their website.
That's the whole antitrust stuff. The people were annoyed, the workers were annoyed that the conversation was around that and not working conditions. And so, explain the anti-competitive stuff.
Well, so what they were getting questioned about was whether they use the data from their platform, so from all the third-party sellers, to inform product decisions to come out with their own Amazon-branded stuff and then, you know, underprice and crush all the third-party sellers. And so what Jeff essentially said is he can't guarantee that they do or they don't do that and that it hasn't happened in the past. So... It's a bit sus.
Well, I mean, imagine some sort of coder who's working internally and sees that there's this dumb little phone dingle dongle that's doing really well over a store here, and then they somehow work out how to just That's internally at a small level. But yeah, the company. I mean, that was, I remember you telling me about that, Josh, probably a year ago.
Well, because there's two different versions. So there's the Amazon Basics stuff, which is like, it's not just like a fucking coder. It's like there's teams that are developing new products for Amazon. And so obviously through when you're developing products, you want to understand about market fit and, you know, whether people want to buy these products. And so what they're talking about here is it's like, okay, if they see that iPad accessories are doing really well and there's a specific style where it's got, you know, a certain, you know, rubber finish or whatever it is, or, you know, a certain style, Amazon can then make their own. The other part of it is around seeing what people are buying. And then, so for instance, one of the examples, which is a very, very American example, was a guy who was selling products for like guns. So it was like accessories for guns, which he could sell. And what was happening was they were selling heaps of certain products. Then Amazon would go directly to that company and buy in bulk and then sell, like basically distribute the product. And so they were going to the distributors or whatever and getting a better deal, undercutting. And then it puts you in a position, like if they know how well a certain product's doing, then obviously if they can then sell that product directly, then I think that's what that antitrust stuff was about.
I mean, imagine a factory that has robots in it that are using information from the back end, understanding the products, and it's taking upon itself to build a prototype based on a 3D print model that they've sort of looked and scanned a product that's been out there, and then they're selling it. Like, at what point does it just become that automated where it's like they have factories just making shit without a person needing to even be there to look at it?
And so then it becomes like a more philosophical question, which is like, what do you do with a massive group of people when the work that they've been doing for 10, 15, 20, 30 years, when that's no longer around?
Dude, it's, I mean, America's got a, what's the unemployment rate in America at the moment?
I feel like it's across the board, though, right? Like, you think about the amount of jobs that are in Australia that could be disrupted, and then what is our responsibility as a society or governments and things like that to provide support?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, look at what's happened at the moment with the support the government's giving. Mm-hmm. That's been a knee-jerk reaction. Or a reaction based on something external happening. But I mean, they can, what's in motion now for the future is, oh, there you go.
Good timing. I mean,
what job's Bodhi going to have when he's our age?
Well, yeah, I think there's definitely interesting stuff around even like universal, like basic salaries income. Or whatever, so, you know,
universal, like universal basic income.
Yeah, basic income, like being able to give people enough cash so they know that they can live, and then, you know, I don't know. I mean, I feel like we're seeing versions of that now. Hey, Bodhi.
Buzz Lightyear's here.
Buzz.
G'day, Bodhi.
Hi, cheeky monkeys.
Hi, cheeky monkeys.
Hi, monkey.
I can't hear them.
We'll finish up here.
All right.
But Bodhi wants to say something.
Okay, it's a daily talk show. Bodhi.
Hey, monkey.
Say hello to all the Gronks.
Hello.
Say hi, Gronks.
Oh,
too loud? All right, great. It's a daily talk show. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you, guys.